Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Man, my goodness, I almost forgot that the PBR is in town. You know, the pro bull riding event and more. Of course, Becky Hillier knows that with her work with the Nile. But Becky, you know, I could tell the PBR was in town because after I finished the show yesterday, I go downstairs, the hotel lobby, and you can see the young gals that are, you know, traveling the circuit yep. with their cowgirl hats on. And then, but really, I think what really let me know that the PBR was in town was I saw out back of the hotel. I could have sworn I saw Billy Bob Thornton from Landman smoking cigarettes back there. You know, I said, "Hey, what's up?" You know, and he's like, "Well, I got to drive back to Midland again." You know, so
never ends.
Yeah. I was like, "Okay, the PBR's in town. It's cool. It's very cool. Yeah,
it's a big production." So I was there at the Metro all day yesterday, just setting up for the Nile hospitality room because we provide a hospitality room for Nile members, and so just decorating that, trying to make it nice for him, and so we'll host our Nile members tonight and tomorrow night before the PBR performances. So it'll be fun.
Well, and every now and then we'll have some of the bull riders will pop up here, come drop in, say hi and everything like that. And so, but I was just thinking yesterday, I was like, wait a minute, the real Flint might be back in town. Because I'm just, you know, some radio guy with the last name Flint. But the real Flint is Flint Rasmussen.
Right.
You know, the rodeo entertainment great. And I got to see him when he was last in the dirt here as the rodeo clown for the mm-hmm. PBR. But now, of course, he's doing his commentary and his podcast. But I guess he's in town. In fact, he might even be downstairs.
Right.
So somebody go wake his ass up and tell him to get up here and come see us.
This know? Is where the party is. This is where the fun is.
He's probably doing karaoke at the Crystal across
he
the
might
street.
Go
yank him out
that.
Of the bar. Tell Flint to get on the radio with us here later today. So,
yeah, that would be awesome.
Could you just see him on the bar at the Crystal doing like
the moonwalk?
The Michael Jackson moonwalk? Yeah. You know.
Well, yeah. Hasn't he done that? I think he probably has on the bar top or a few bar tops.
I wonder if he's done it on a bar top. That would be a good question for him.
Might be a good challenge for him this weekend.
My favorite Flint Rasmussen story that he shared with me was, you know, because our show during our statewide hour, we're on KSEN radio in Shelby, and I said, you know, it's kind of weird that a white guy like you is such a good dancer. And he'd say that every morning before 8, I think it was, they always play a polka on the radio on KSEN. And they still do to this day.
Do they really?
And some of the younger people roll their eyes.
Right,
you know.
Right.
But he said his parents would dance right there in the kitchen to that polka every day.
Oh, I love it.
So that's how he learned all his sweet dudes. And
yeah.
He's pretty fly even for a white guy.
Oh, so. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm a great dancer in my kitchen, just not in public anywhere else. So, I have some rhythm, but I am... Yeah, that's not for public consumption.
I've never been much of a singer or a dancer, although the best class I took in college, well, there was a couple. The Montana Geography class was great. It was just fun, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I did a Western swing dance class.
Oh, no way.
Which was a ton of fun. Until they made the dudes partner with each other so you knew what it was like to follow. And I got partnered up with a guy named Big Country.
That's perfect.
Who's taller than you, Becky.
And I was no like, way.
He's like, hey.
Is there any video or pictures of that? I want proof.
No, but I'll get a hold of Big Country. He's a character. I'll say, man, we got to recreate that one just for fun.
I want to see it. I'll buy tickets.
Now I only dance to embarrass my kids. Anything to embarrass my kids. That's my goal in life.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine across the area for today, we'll see high temperatures ranging from near 70 in Bozeman to around 80 in the Billings area. For tonight, increasing clouds with some shower chances moving in, especially late. Overnight lows will stay back around 42 in Bozeman to the upper 40s in Billings. Then we'll see more rain showers on Saturday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
The New York Times first headline was Trump backs down, and the president had been under enormous pressure from many of his own supporters, billionaire buddies, advisors, Republicans on the Hill, media conservatives, to not carry out the draconian tariffs that he was imposing on the world. Now, obviously, it's good news. The market shot up about 8% after the president decided to postpone for 90 days tariffs against almost every country except China, which it's locked in a retaliatory spiral. Now, was this the plan all along? Because he never really allowed those tariffs to take place. And you have some critics saying, well, why go through this and then not carry through the tariffs that you have talked about for so long? Others saying the president saw the light, and certainly we're all happy about the market going up. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in.
This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls.
The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
That's my favorite. My favorite new intro liner
Mondakistan.
Right there. From Mondakistan. Let it. We should copyright. Yeah, now somebody's going to go copyright it. But yeah,
make some bumper stickers.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I've shared the story with you, but I've told our listeners before where the whole Mondakistan idea came from. Well, okay, the short summary is this. Anybody who's, you know, lived in eastern Montana or has friends in eastern Montana, you know, there's a lot of cross-border stuff between Montana and North Dakota. You know, some of your kids might go to college in North Dakota because that's closer than MSU or UM. And and so, well, when I was in Afghanistan, or before I went to Afghanistan, I read the book, The Taliban, and he talked about, he wrote about, Ahmed Rashid wrote about the Pashtun tribal lands and how for them there really was no border between Pakistan and Afghanistan. And we would see the, especially the nomadic tribesmen, you know, coming up in their jingle trucks and shepherding their sheep and everything like that. And so up the mountain pass. And so some people would refer to it as like Pashtunistan or whatever. And I was like, it's kind of like Montana, North Dakota. You know, there's really no border there for
some
people.
Yeah, you're right.
People,
it makes total sense. I know when I was going to high school in Miles City, I had an opportunity to go play basketball at Dickinson State University. They were recruiting me to come play for them, and that was one of those things where it was just so close to Montana, closer to go there than to go to, say, Missoula. So didn't actually end up going because I was busy doing other things, but definitely a connection between eastern Montana and North Dakota. So I get the Mondakistan reference now.
And that's why when Tim calls in from Savage out there on the North Dakota border, it's Tim from Mondakistan, our Mondakistan bureau chief. Let's see, Becky, I love checking out Becky Hillier's Facebook page because she always shares heartwarming stuff, funny stuff, good serious stuff as well, and then of course she's got a great Freedom Friday look at the bright side story coming up for us here in a few minutes as well. Let's start with a serious one. I love this Winston Churchill quote.
Oh, it's one of my favorites, honestly.
Do you have it memorized, or should I read it off your page here?
Well, yeah, you can read it if you want, but I have it memorized. I might butcher a couple of words in it, but it's one of my favorites. Yeah.
So here it is. You have enemies? Good. That means you've stood up for something sometime in your life.
Right.
Look, at some point, you're going to stand for what you believe in. At some point, you're going to do something that's the right thing that somebody else is not going to like. And so get over the... There's something about Montanans that always want to be liked.
Oh,
right?
Absolutely. Well, it's the way we're brought up, you know, to not be rude, to be nice, to be courteous, to be respectful, genial. And so a lot of times I think we because the way we were brought up with those strong values, we don't want to go against the grain because we might make people feel bad. And I know with my job when I was news anchor, I had to win a popularity contest basically every day. And so you didn't want to do anything to make anybody upset. It was kind of like being a politician. Honestly, you're out there, community service, shaking hands and kissing babies. You wanted people to watch your station. You didn't ever want to do anything that might reflect negatively on your station.
Yeah.
And then when I got into management, I realized you can't do that. If I always say that it's hard to trust people who don't have anybody that doesn't like them. If everybody likes you and thinks you're just amazing, then you probably haven't ever stood up for anything that you believed in, taken a stand that was unpopular. And it's okay to do so if you really feel that that is the right thing.
I remember when I was in TV news and there was a news story that I had to report, and I had a prominent member of the community, an incredible person in the community, call me and say, would you please not do this story? And it's like, I have to.
Right.
It's my job. And so, and you feel bad. You're like, oh.
Absolutely.
Especially when you get a call from such an incredible person like that.
Yeah.
And so, but also, I mean, sometimes you need to say what needs to be said. You need to do the story that needs to be done. And if you don't do it, well, now you're going to offend people by not doing it. And rightly right. so, they should be mad at you for not, you know, not saying what needs to be said.
Right. And I think it's very smart, obviously, to pick your battles. You're not going to die on every single hill, but you have to pick your battles smartly, and you really have to make sure that you're firm in your beliefs and what you're standing up for, and find your voice, use it well, and you'll be in good company. It's okay to ruffle a few feathers every now and then if it's for the right reason, if it's for progress or whatever it is, you're standing your ground. And so I love that quote. Over the years, I've thought of that, especially, like I said, once I got into management, and I had to make decisions that were very unpopular, or you have to hold people accountable. You have to hold them responsible for their actions. That is not always popular, and people don't like you. And that was really hard for me to get over because, again, major people pleaser in a business where I'm there to win a popularity contest and help my station and get people to watch. And here I was making decisions that weren't really popular. And for the first time in my life, I felt like people didn't like me. But I felt good about that because I knew I was doing the right thing.
Yeah, that's right. It's funny. I mentioned my friend Big Country from UM back
the visuals
in the day.
Of that are fantastic, by the way.
You know, I was just thinking about this, actually. I ran into him in New York City because I was there, I think, working for the Republican National Convention. I was working for the Today Show back then. I think this was when I ran into him. And I'll never forget. He said, you know what your problem is? You want people to like you. And I said, you're exactly right. I try to be too Norwegian nice to people sometimes. And, you know, you want to stand up for things, but you also want people to like it. And it's like, and so that was such a good thing for him to tell me back then, because let's be honest, you know, if you're going to do a show like this, you're going to say some things that some people aren't going to like. You're going to call some people out. Now, I still think you can disagree with people and still get together at the end of the day, but not all people can do that. Yeah. You know, say one thing they don't like and you're written off forever.
Right.
Know?
One of the best compliments I've ever been given, I was called the Velvet Hammer by a reporter from Sports Illustrated while I was managing the media room at the NFR.
Nice.
Because he said, you come in with authority, you're nice and courteous to everybody, but people know not to cross that line and don't mess with you because you will take them to task. And I thought, okay, I'm okay with that.
The Velvet Hammer
is here.
We need one in the studio now.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The rule of law has a nice sound to it. Who doesn't want to be governed by laws? Except that it punts on the definition of law and the system through which it's applied. Economists care about economic outcomes, and the way a legal system actually works today exacts a significant cost on all of us. Companies produce products and services which expose them to risk when bad things happen. That makes sense. Those same companies shouldn't be selling dangerous things. At least that's the theory. But the legal system can make it enormously expensive to defend yourself in court. Smart lawyers can shop around the country to find plaintiff-friendly places to file lawsuits. And the blank check of punitive damages sharpens the tip of the spear aimed at the heart of a company that finds itself in court. Avoidance of those kinds of risks is what hurts the economy. Innovative products may never come to market. Companies who pay to settle or litigate claims have less resources to invest. And the cost of the services they provide will be much higher. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
This is House Call for Health. Many of us try to follow a heart-healthy diet, but keep in mind there are also foods that enhance eye health. Specialists say a low-fat diet with lots of fruits and vegetables, lean meats, seafood, and plenty of water is especially beneficial to vision. The foods include salmon, which is high in the two types of omega-3 fatty acids that are essential for the function of the retina. Red peppers, which have the highest concentration of vitamin C per calorie among vegetables. Vitamin C is good for the blood vessels in your eyes. Research suggests it could lower your risk of developing cataracts. Eggs have zinc, which works with the pigments found in egg yolk to block harmful blue light from damaging the retinas. And broccoli has antioxidants, which also help to protect the retinas. The American Optometric Association suggests getting an eye exam yearly, even if your vision seems fine, to detect any possible conditions early on. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox knees.
Ah, come on. AOC is old news. They got to bring Jasmine Crockett to Missoula next week. Hey, Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. Yeah, we talked about Bernie Sanders and AOC are doing a rally in Missoula, Montana next week. It's the lifestyles of the rich and socialist. We talked about that and more, including a legislative update on Thursday's show. What are we going to talk about on Freedom Friday? Well, why don't you tell us? Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk statewide, 9 to 10.
This is where Montana Talks at with Lane Nordlund.
As U.S. farmers and ranchers monitor President Trump's trade agenda, many are relieved to see that U.S. ag products like beef, live cattle, wheat, barley, potatoes, and other U.S. ag commodities exported to Canada and Mexico will remain protected under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement. Now, these ag products continue to be exempt from tariffs so long as they meet the agreement's rules of origin, providing some much-needed stability amid broader trade uncertainty. Cam Quarles is CEO of the National Potato Council.
We were very pleased that in the announcement that came out a week ago, all of the USMCA compliant goods are going to maintain their current benefits. And so what does that mean? US potatoes going to Canada or Mexico still going to remain at the zero duty rate. Their complementary products will retain that zero duty rate. And I think it, as well as processed products, I think that makes it unlikely that you're going to have retaliation in those areas between the three countries.
Again, that was Cam Coral, CEO of the National Potato Council. I'm Lane Nordlund.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man. So, Becky, somehow you survived that job. Becky was just telling me about us one summer working at the VA hospital in Miles City. I think we'll spare our listeners that story.
Yeah, probably should this
we'll
morning.
We'll spare you that story. But how we got to talking about that was I was telling Becky, don't eat the Cheetos. Don't eat the Cheetos. Did you see this story? It's Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Region 6. So if you're out there in eastern Montana and you're, you know, out on a hike, you're out or you're hunting and you're walking across the prairie and you see a big pile of white Cheetos, don't eat the Cheetos.
Please don't eat the Cheetos. Don't eat the wild Cheetos.
Yeah.
They look like Cheetos, though, if you look at them.
Yeah, it looks like
oh my goodness.
A pile of coffee grounds and then a bunch of white Cheetos. But that's actually the droppings of sage grouse. That's what the sage grouse.
Yeah.
Apparently that's how you know there is a lek nearby as well.
Oh.
Anyway, it's all explained. I shared it on Facebook, but the pellets they call them. They're yellowish white cylindrical pellets that contain the digested remains of sagebrush leaves. So. Yeah, they look like white Cheetos.
They look like those puffy Cheetos, not like the regular ones, but the puffy Cheetos. And I think Cheetos, they have it like a white cheddar Cheeto. Looks exactly like that.
They do, that's right, mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man, I heard a great story. So I was at my son at a track meet the other day, and I ran into I won't use his name, although this is a funny story. He'd probably be okay with me sharing the story. But I ran into one of our friends from the Safari Club International mm-hmm. Banquet. You know, Safari Club's a big hunting, fishing crowd, big hunters, right? You
right.
know, they hunt all over the world. And, you know, so we're at this banquet, fancy dinner, right? So the salad comes out. Have you ever seen, like, capers or
uh-huh,
something on
yeah.
a salad?
Love capers.
Well, he must have thought that these were capers. So he's sitting at a table with all his hunting buddies. And his hunting buddies, they were out hunting, and they grabbed up some of the animal droppings and put them in a little plastic bag. And they sprinkled them on his salad. And he's sitting there eating the salad thinking, this just, there's something not right about this salad. These capers, you know, they're not salty. And his hunting buddies are just dying laughing. So
yeah,
anyway.
Who needs enemies when you have friends like that,
but
right?
That's, you know, that's how your hunting buddies are. I was like, man, you guys are like grumpy old men, you know.
So I have a funny story about Mitch. After we bought our house, our mortgage banker gave us a little gift bag with some coffee. And I was down in Colorado Springs, and Mitch FaceTimed me, and he said, "What is this?" And he holds it up, and it was a like a light chocolate colored round sphere. And I said, that's a bath bomb. And he said, I thought it was a piece of candy. I took a bite out of it. And his mouth just immediately like dried up. He said it tasted like soap. And I said, well, it's a bath bomb.
He's foaming at the mouth. Eat it. He's foaming at the mouth. I'll bet his fellow police officers, they should have done is drove him into the ER and said, I think he's got rabies. Right. He's got rabies. But it's something that went a little rabid, went a little viral, was his dance moves.
Yes.
Was he at Billings Senior High when he did that dance move with the cheerleaders?
Yes, and, he was the school resource officer there, and they really wanted him to dance with them. And, well, Mitch, if you know him, he does not dance. He is not a dancer. And I said, you know what? You're here for the kids. That would be a great morale boost. They would love that. So he finally agreed to be a part of one of the drill team's routines during halftime at a girls' basketball game. And it was hysterical. He actually did a really good job, but he was so nervous. So nervous. He said, you're the one in the family who's in front of people, not me. He was sweating. And he said he doesn't even remember doing the performance because he was so nervous. He just like blacked out. He just was on autopilot. But he was a very good sport and they loved it. The kids loved it.
Well, when I told Becky not to eat the Cheetos, some of you were probably thinking, oh, I know where Aaron's going with this one. Well, I'll go there now. So here's the deal. They actually have Ideal Protein products at Billings Last Diet that taste like potato chips that taste like Cheetos, for example. I'm trying to think of one. It's almost like they even have it tastes kind of like popcorn, but it's protein. And so I love the protein chips because, you know, I get a little tired of the sweet, you know, protein bar snacks things. And so I like the protein chips because, like I say, they taste like potato chips, but it's a protein snack. And so they've got great products to choose from. That's why, like, if you want to just lose the weight on your own and try, well, that sometimes will get you far, but only so far. The diet coach, that's what really gets you across the finish line, and the range of protein products that they've got available at Billings Last Diet. That's how our friend Tim out there in Mondakistan has now lost 100 pounds thanks to Billings Last Diet. And he's doing it through their remote option. So, you know, if you live in Billings, you can just drive down and go take part in their free seminar. But if you're in Butte, you're in Kalispell, you're in North Carolina, you know, you're one of John Jackson's buddies, you can do the remote option and they'll mail your products to you. They'll do remote diet coaching and it's working great. Check them out, BillingsLastDiet.com. All right, Becky has a great look at the bright side story for us here this week. We're going to get into that here in about 60 seconds right after this Fox News update. And it's a great update on one of our fine law enforcement officers here in Montana who has sacrificed so much for all of us. And that's what we love to do on Freedom Friday is recognize, you know, military, law enforcement, and other great news stories. Here with Becky Hillier looking at the bright side here on Freedom Friday, Trooper Palmer.
Yeah,
a lot of people are familiar with his story. He gets shot, I think, multiple times north of Missoula.
Yep.
And wow, if it wasn't for local, you know, emergency responders, he may not have survived. Mm-hmm. He ends up going down to Salt Lake City for some incredible treatment there. But we had a story on our Montana Talks website a couple months ago, but a lot of people might not have heard this great news update.
Right. And this was news to me. I just found this update this week myself. But what's so interesting about this story and why I loved seeing it is because, well, just kind of set it up. March 15th, 2019, Wade Palmer was shot in the neck, face, and head after finding the suspect who was wanted in a shooting that happened earlier that night in Missoula, where one person was killed and two people were injured. So Wade Palmer comes upon this suspect who shoots him multiple times in the head, neck, and face. And he is in critical condition. And so taken to St. Patrick's Hospital in Missoula, they get him stabilized. And then he's life-flighted down to Salt Lake City to the University of Utah Medical Center. And 2 months later, after their great care there, he was brought back home. And why this story was so interesting to me is because in December of 2019, my photographer Jessica and I drove down to Salt Lake City to interview his care team and find out about just how extensive his injuries were and the incredible effort there, multidisciplinary approach there, that brought him back, really. And it was an incredible story. They loved treating him. made sure that he was well on his way to recovery when he came back home 2 months later. Well, I just came across this update on him that the Tunnels to Towers Foundation, which does such amazing work for law enforcement and military, they built him an ADA-accessible smart home, and it's mortgage-free. So everything in that home is custom built so he can use it freely and easily. What a blessing to his family, and really what an incredible honor for someone who served our state as a highway patrol trooper for 8 years, almost gave the ultimate sacrifice. He has injuries that will last a lifetime, but through the Tunnels to Towers Foundation, he has this amazing home that he can walk freely through and function in and feel safe. And I just love that story. So I hadn't heard it when it initially happened, and I thought maybe other people had missed it too.
Yeah, and I remember hearing it, but in fact, I'd helped coordinate some of the coverage because, you know, our Missoula guys had reached out. Hey, we heard there's going to be this big announcement. And so I linked them up with the Attorney General's office, and they said, oh, yeah, here you go. It's not our deal. It's their deal. But so lucky to give it some coverage. And so, yeah, so incredible. And thanks to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation for doing that.
Oh, gosh, they do such
great
work.
I know it's not the first
work.
One. It's not the last either.
Right, yeah. Unfortunately.
Becky Hillier, great to see you as always. Don't eat the Cheetos.
I'm not going to eat the Cheetos this weekend anyway.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. Did anybody wake up Flint Rasmussen yet and tell him to get his butt up here and join us on the radio? I'll have to shoot him a message here during the break. I mean, he could wait till the 9 o'clock hour. You can still sleep in, Flint. You don't have to come up right now. We got phone lines open for you, though, right now. Stand by. Spring.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. You know, I definitely want to do a little bit more dive into the details of the budget talk at the Montana Legislature in Helena. I think we'll save that for a little bit later here in the morning. Unless you want to talk about it right now, you can call in 406-294-0970, or you can message us on the Montana Talks app. Send us a message on the Montana Talks app or call in 406-294-0970. But let's get into some of the other stuff. Of course, George Blackard's going to join us once again every Freedom Friday. He's now joining us in the 8 o'clock hour of the show, so that's going to be great. That's coming up here in just a few minutes. Millionaire Whoopi Goldberg tells Americans, so she's talking to you need to just suck it up and pay a little more taxes. So here you go. We're wondering why the heck have they not delivered on property tax relief at the state legislature in Helena yet? And then here you've got a Democrat, a far-left Democrat in the state Senate, bragging about what she calls a productive coalition. She's bragging about the fact that she and the Democrats are basically running and controlling a handful of Republicans in both the Senate and the House to get their agenda accomplished. She calls it a productive coalition. Well, if it's such a productive coalition, then how come there's no significant property tax relief across the finish line yet, or income tax relief across the finish line yet, or anything else, very significant, right? But this is how they think. They think you should pay more. The truth is, the Democrats will talk all day long, oh, property taxes are too high in Montana. But what do Democrats do? They lobby for more property taxes, especially where it really hurts, at the local and at the county level. I mean, Democrats run Missoula. And Democrats run Gallatin County right now. Look what the Gallatin County commissioners did. They just voted to give themselves a 10% pay raise. Missoula, they raised taxes by 20% when you combine the tax increases at the city level, the tax increases at the county level. They just raised taxes 20%. And what are the Democrats in Billings looking to do right now? And hopefully the Republicans don't fall for this and go along with it. What the Democrats in Billings are trying to do right now is, oh, we need to change the city charter. We need the state to allow us to bust the cap. They want to bust a cap in your, backside, basically. I'm going to bust a cap in that. Yeah. They want to bust the cap so that the city can willy-nilly raise your taxes. So even if the state finally gets their act together and delivers property tax relief, the city of Billings wants to have the ability to do what the Democrats in Missoula are already doing, which is, the state will give you some property tax relief, but, you know, one step forward. And then like the Paula Abdul song from the 80s, two steps back. State will give you property tax relief, but then we're going to figure out a way to keep your property taxes high because we'll just change this and change that. And that's what the city of Billings is trying to do. That's what they're trying to sneak in here at the last minute in this hostage negotiation for the property tax relief discussions. But this is how they think. They want you to pay more taxes. That's why they're opposing the Trump tax cuts and making the Trump tax cuts permanently. Here you go. This is Whoopi Goldberg from The View. The DailyCaller.com is a big story.
To anyone, because people are, as you say, struggling with everything right. They're living with on a day-to-day basis. Now you know what we're fighting against. But I also believe that it's very important to remind people that now is the time for each and every one of us to suck it up and make sure that we know what we need to take care of. If you're in an area where the school district is losing, then you got to pay a little more taxes. And you got to help the schools out. If you're finding that your libraries are falling apart, you have to give more.
Yeah, we have to give more. How much money does Whoopi Goldberg have? Her net worth, this is according to the DailyCaller.com, is estimated to be $60 million as of April 2025. As of right now, her net worth is estimated to be $60 million. But she's up there lecturing you about how you have to pay more. And especially when you look at it, some of the public schools in the country that get more money than anywhere else in the country are also some of the worst schools in the country. Man, they should just bring Whoopi Goldberg to Missoula next week. You know, Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez are doing their little oligarchy. You know, it's the oligarchs complaining about the oligarchs. The oligarchy rally in Missoula next week. They should bring Whoopi Goldberg with them, too. I mean, it's a bunch of rich white liberals wanting to raise taxes on the rest of us. I mean, she would fit right in there with AOC and Bernie Sanders and certainly with the Missoula City Council and the Missoula County Commissioners, who just raised taxes another 20% here over the past year and a half or so. Tim Walz, by the way, do you guys know the answer to this? Who was the largest, when it comes to individual American citizens, who is the largest taxpayer in American history? If you had to guess, who is the biggest taxpayer? Who has paid more taxes than any other individual in the history of this country? If I'm not mistaken, I think his name is Elon Musk. Some of you are burning Teslas as we speak. Elon Musk. I think he's like the largest taxpayer in American history. But yet listen to, you know, Tinseltoes Tim Walz, Tampon Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, the failed vice presidential candidate with Kamala.
Yet again, another Democrat, you know, millionaires, billionaires got to pay their fair share of taxes. Biden used to always say that.
Yeah.
As his rich son was under indictment for tax evasion.
Yes.
You know, so but keep putting that out there. And Elon paid like $11 billion in taxes last year.
Yes.
So he did pay his taxes.
Yes. And not only that, Emily, he had a bonus. It was like 50 some odd billion dollars, I think. It was, and a Democrat stopped his bonus from being paid in Delaware. Remember this? And if they let him get paid, half of it would have gone to the government. It would have been the largest individual tax payment in history. This guy is like, he's supposedly a public servant. Musk is the public servant. This guy is the public leech.
Yeah, he's talking about Tim Walz. Yeah, that was Greg Gutfeld and crew on the Gutfeld Show last night on Fox. But this was the soundbite that set off that whole conversation.
It's okay in America to be successful. We should celebrate that when people are successful. What my beef is, once you get successful, don't be a greedy bastard and not pay your taxes. Don't do that. Let those young men who see this. Now, I would argue this. We're creating a false narrative from them that everybody is super rich and has Lamborghinis and life is easy. But that's what we're going to have to figure out in our society about social media and all those things. But I don't think we should be the party that demonizes someone because they're able to afford something or they're able to work hard and got something. What we should demonize is people like Elon Musk and those people that do that. That's different. That's different.
What a phony, and you know he's full of it. They despise success. They want people to be dependent on the government. Remember another successful individual that they launched phony BS attacks at? Yeah, his name is Tim Sheehy. He's now the United States Senator from Montana. Remember how much they despised his success and tried to use his success against him? Gutfeld earlier in the day was on the Five and had some other great remarks talking about, you know, Tampon Tim, Tinsel Toes, Tim Walz, and Elon Musk.
It's just a contrast in men. When you look at, when you see Musk and you see Walz, one is a drama queen. The other one makes things. You know, one is a theater kid. The other one builds theaters. One guy just shoots his mouth off. The other guy shoots rockets into space that come down and land. One guy demonizes risk takers while the other guy helps the paralyzed walk. Who is the public servant? Who is the public servant? The governor of Minnesota? You know, this pudgy cosplaying cuckoo clown? This discount Rick Taylor? I don't know. It's hard, and maybe Tim means that demonizing is a good thing. Didn't he allow Satanists to erect a statue in the capital of Minnesota? Didn't his wife say the smell of burning, the burning Minneapolis, she missed that smell? Maybe they believe that hell is heaven and demonizing is a good thing.
Ah, there you go, Greg Gutfeld. It was almost poetic. In fact, Gutfeld's comments right there reminded me of Perry. One of our great callers, Perry in Columbus. Perry called in yesterday in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. And, he was just as poetic as Greg Gutfeld there, talking about the left-wing media mob and more. In fact, Perry, if you're listening, I was hanging out yesterday at the RV and Boat Show at the Metra in Billings. And I had one guy come up. He said, yeah, I caught part of your 9 o'clock hour today. And, man, that one guy was hilarious. He said, I'm driving to work and I'm just rolling. I said, oh, yeah, that was Perry the poet in Columbus. He's always ready when he calls in.
Fox News commentary.
Remember the unjust and tragic murder of Peanut the Squirrel? Well, New York Republicans are working to make sure it never happens again. I'm Tommy Lahren. More next.
Every hour of every day, Fox News Radio is there with the latest breaking news and information you rely on.
This is a Fox News alert.
I'm Lisa Brady.
I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
With Fox News correspondents around the globe.
At the White House.
Simon Owen in London.
On Capitol Hill. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The news that matters most to you. The top headlines. All in one place. Listen and follow the Fox News hourly update at foxnewspodcasts.com or ask your smart speaker to play Fox News.
A small group of entitled women in the House are still demanding the special accommodation of being able to vote from home or have someone else do it for them due to being new moms. And their ringleader is Colorado Rep. Brittany Pedersen, and she's managed to make plenty of time for her press tour in the last week. Weird. Others, including Republican Representative Anna Paulina Luna, have joined her, but I'd like to point out that the House of Representatives has a child care center. Their demand is ridiculous. Not only does it open the door for more abuses of proxy and remote voting, it sets women back 50 years. Who wants to elect someone to represent them that isn't committed to showing up? 535 people represent 335 million of us. It's not too much to ask that you show up to vote. After all, your constituents showed up to vote for you. I'm Tommy Lahren, and you can watch my...
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
Man, this is like straight out of Jurassic Park. The dire wolf revived from 10,000 years of extinction. A Montana rancher responds, MontanaTalks.com.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunshine across the area for today, we'll see high temperatures ranging from near 70 in Bozeman to around 80 in the Billings area. For tonight, increasing clouds with some shower chances moving in, especially late Overnight lows will stay back around 42 in Bozeman to the upper 40s in Billings. Then we'll see more rain showers on Saturday. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Man, we've seen some high-profile arrests of illegal aliens and Tren de Aragua gang members here in Montana. But how many illegal aliens do they think are actually hiding out here in Montana? We got a number from Montana Governor Greg Gianforte because he's been working with federal law enforcement, talked about the incredible collaboration that's finally taken place. He says there's 1,000 illegal aliens, mostly in
PC.com to learn more. Mason CPA PC, your trusted partner for taxes done right.
It's morning in Montana. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Hey, very cool. I just got a note from our friend, the real Flint, Flint Rasmussen. He's going to drop in to the show. He's going to pop up to the studios here later on in our 9 o'clock statewide hour. So that's going to be a ton of fun. Always great to see Flint Rasmussen. He is just the real Montana deal. Just a great guy. Hilarious, but also provides just good insight, too. Some good down-to-earth insight, but... Yeah, so that'll be a ton of fun with the PBR in Billings today and tomorrow. What a show that is. Okay, let's see. I mentioned Montana Senator and Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. Plus, we were talking about tax cuts and how, you know, all these oligarchs, all these people that get rich off of you, like Bernie Sanders and AOC, that are going to be rallying in Missoula, Montana next week. They always want you to pay more taxes. It's always, they always want you to pay more taxes. They'll make you think, oh, we're going to target taxes to the middle class. They're always going to figure out a way to make you pay more. Senator Tim Sheehy was on, I think it was Fox Business. Let me see here. I always like to give credit where credit's due. Yeah, he's on Fox Business. It looks like he's there with Stu Varney. He says Republicans are united when it comes to tax relief.
The conference is very aligned. Leader Thune, Speaker Johnson, the president are all on the same page, as are most of the conferences say. We want the Trump tax cuts to be permanent. We want American businesses and families to have predictability for the next 10 years of what the tax code is going to look like. And that means let's lock them in where they're at now and not see a $4 trillion tax increase come our way.
Yeah, that would be huge news for the American consumer and the American economy, making those tax cuts permanent and providing that permanent tax relief. We did get, as David Noble pointed out yesterday, we got some great economic news yesterday. Donald Trump Jr. shared the news on X. Inflation drops to 2.4% for the month of March, lower than the expected 2.5%. And core CPI inflation falls below 3%, the lowest since March of 2021. Donald Trump Jr. saying promises made, promises kept. And I think this is also a sign that that interest rates could soon be coming down as well. The other thing that I would say is, you know, the House Republicans came together and united and got the Trump budget across the finish line. Isn't it interesting that Republicans back in Washington, D.C. finally got united and got on the same page, but now Republicans in Helena can't unite and get on the same page? It's like, guys, how come Washington looks like they have their act together now, but Helena looks like they don't have their act together, right? Well, come on, let's get together. Instead, it's the problems that plagued the House in Washington was a handful of Republicans voting this way or that way and undermining their caucus. And what's the problem in Helena right now? A handful of Republicans voting this way or that way and undermining the rest of their caucus. John and Bozeman on the phone lines before we run out of time. John, what's on your mind?
So I just wanted to ask you about the W-7 form that illegal immigrants can file if they don't, so they can work if they don't have a Social Security number. And I'm just wondering if you know anything about that. And
is that when is that the one where the Biden regime basically told everybody, oh, just enter in nothing but zeros and you'll be fine, because Biden was like basically forcing employers to hire illegals?
Right. So I called the Montana Department of Labor and Industry, and they basically say anybody can fill out an ITIN number, so they're allowed to work here and pay taxes. I mean, the positive is that they're paying taxes, but the thing I don't understand is it seems like we're claiming
they,
we're
still should have to be here legally, yeah. Okay. I get your point. Okay, great. All right, sorry. Yeah, we got to run to the break here. But, yeah, you know what? I'll reach out to the Montana Department of Labor and Industry and find out if some changes have taken place at the federal level to ensure that we're preventing illegal aliens from entering the workforce vis-a-vis these various mechanisms. Because, obviously, President Trump is doing everything right now to deport these illegal aliens out of here.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
The rule of law has a nice sound to it. Who doesn't want to be governed by laws? Except that it punts on the definition of law and the system through which it's applied. Economists care about economic outcomes, and the way a legal system actually works today exacts a significant cost on all of us. Companies produce products and services which expose them to risk when bad things happen. That makes sense. Those same companies shouldn't be selling dangerous things. At least that's the theory. But the legal system can make it enormously expensive to defend yourself in court. Smart lawyers can shop around the country to find plaintiff-friendly places to file lawsuits. And the blank check of punitive damages sharpens the tip of the spear aimed at the heart of a company that finds itself in court. Avoidance of those kinds of risks is what hurts the economy. Innovative products may never come to market. Companies who pay to settle or litigate claims have less resources to invest. And the cost of the services they provide will be much higher. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.